to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article titled Getting Reacquainted with the Cattle Comfort Index. This is an article that can be found at beef.unl.edu. And I'm joined today by the co-authors, Dr. Alfredo DiConstanza, who's a Nebraska Extension livestock educator focused on feedlot nutrition and management, as well as Dr. Ruth Wywoody, who's an assistant professor and extension specialist focused on animal behavior and well-being. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really excited to have a conversation with you today about this topic, this cattle comfort index. Obviously, in the state of Nebraska, we are the beef state and a lot of cattle fed here. There's some real challenges for cattle that are being fed or even cattle throughout the year based on certain weather conditions. And that's really the focus of your article, is helping producers understand the tools that are available to them to recognize when there may be some weather events. We're focused primarily on heat and humidity right now with the summer, but this can be applied also as we think about winter conditions with wet, windy, cold, muddy conditions as well. Just give us kind of a lay of the land of the Cattle Comfort Index and why it's such a valuable tool.
Aaron, that's you mentioned it. That is the beauty of Cattle Comfort Index, which we should mention. It was developed by Dr. Terry Mader at University of Nebraska, and he was housed at the Concord Station for a few years. The idea of this index is to take into consideration the factors and weather that affect cattle comfort, both from a cold to all the way to a very hot perspective. And the index will take into consideration, obviously, temperature and humidity, which is the original two items that comprise the temperature humidity index back in the day. But Dr. Mader and his collaborators added both solar radiation as well as the effects of wind to come up with this tool, which brings together all those factors in a neat value that reads a lot like a temperature. We don't talk about it as a temperature. It really is an index. So if you read 88, for example, as a temperature, you might say, well, what does that mean? Well, it looks like a temperature, but it is a CCI. So
talk a little about the formation of this, because I think from my perspective, understanding the work that Terry did to put this CCI together really, I think, gives some perspective on why it's such a valuable tool.
Yes, I think, number one, he and his collaborators had lots of data over the years that they utilized to develop this. And with those studies, they were able to look at what the effects on cattle were performance-wise, you know, all the way from just normal responses and behavior all the way to very stressful behavior for these cattle. So when they came back, when you look at those equations, Aaron, they're quite complex, and it takes a bit to dive into those. But the purpose for that group was to come up with something very, very useful. We don't need to know anything about those equations. We simply need to know that we believe this is quite on target.
But I think the thing that does jump out to me is this is based on actual cattle performance data and looking at the weather, looking at how cattle performed under those weather conditions, and using that to form these formulas, as you well said, as complex as they are, but giving cattle producers really a tool that's based on actual data. This is not just we think it might be this way.
Correct. Yes.
I guess talk a little more about the conditions that cattle experience and why temperature and humidity are not just the only things we need to pay attention to with that.
Well, the first one, obviously, is that these cattle, ruminants, of course, will produce a tremendous amount of heat from the fermentation of fiber, particularly products in the rumen, which adds to the heat load. That's on the one side of that. The other side of that is that cattle tend to not sweat very well. So the only way they can exchange their body heat with the environment is through respiration. And that ends up with excess activity, which further compounds the problem. So this is why temperature and humidity were the original factors taken into consideration. So if you imagine this system that's producing heat into a hot environment, that environment's temperature is hotter perhaps or equal to what is experienced in that system, then the exchange of temperature does not occur. If you further load that with humidity, then it ends up as sort of even further preventing that release of the heat. This is why, of all the factors in CCI, wind speed tends to be our friend because it will cool down the obviously the effects of temperature, and it will somewhat help the effects of humidity. So, of all the things we're looking at, obviously temperature and humidity going up on the scales that we use for our daily lives will have a negative impact. Wind speed going up will have a positive impact. Solar radiation is really a management consideration, and Ruth and I speak about this as the tremendously positive effects of shade on cattle.
Yeah, Ruth, maybe speak to that a little bit. We were talking before we got on just about the heat that's been experienced in eastern Nebraska here recently. And you were mentioning you were doing some work and working with some yards where shade was present and just the value from your perspective that provides. Give some explanation as to how valuable shade is for cattle as they seek to mitigate the impacts of heat stress.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that Terry's work did was, I mean, he was really interested in how cattle were experiencing their environment. He was the first to really publish the panting score. And obviously, that included, I mean, we were observing behaviors that indicated their cattle's effort to try to cope with the environment. And as Alfredo said a moment ago, right, that's an effort to increase respiration and try to cope. But clearly, you know, the performance indicators that we saw, you know, that when we think about animal systems and their ability to cope, if we see losses in performance as well as behavioral changes, that suggests that their efforts to cope aren't effective. And as so we think holistically, that drives why we look at other factors. Obviously, with and in the models that we include in subsequent articles, we talk about a 70% shade cover as that in the model where we're reducing that solar radiation. So, and there's some mixed data about the amount of shade provided. So it's complex. It's not, you know, a clear, straightforward metric itself, but one of the things that's pretty consistent in the behavioral data is that cattle prefer it when it's offered. So as we think about what matters to them, how they experience their environment and the stressors that are included in the cattle comfort index, providing shade to reduce that thermal radiation is a really important factor in that whole mix.
So, as you already mentioned, the comfort index focuses on wind speed, solar radiation, air temperature, and humidity. Where can folks go to find the index itself, and then how can they begin to use it?
Well, we're fortunate, Aaron, that we have access to two websites, and we describe the access through the BeefWatch articles for a more direct experience by the user. But one would be the Nebraska Mesonet, which it produces for you a nice map of the state of Nebraska that gives you current conditions. In addition, you can choose from a number of stations the one that's closest to you for a more detailed look at other conditions on the weather around you. So that things related to temperature, humidity, cold and hot degree days, etc. For a forecast CCI, one might go to the High Plains Regional Climate Center, and that feature helps us to sort of look ahead with data that Nebraska Mesonet provides to forecast what CCI might be like. And I just happened to be, Aaron, looking at the next few days. And, you know, I've often said is, you know, if you lack access to these tools, the very best thing you can do is open your own weather app on your own cell phone, and you'll get a pretty close look, because obviously temperature drives the biggest number here. And as you look to the near future on this forecast, we don't seem to be looking at days of severe CCI values. Instead, we're looking at mild to moderate CCI values, which are again in the range of the 80s, right? So if we look at the temperature from our weather app, that's kind of where the temperature will be in the 70, in the mid 70s to 80s. So they sort of obviously correlate a lot, but it's when we need to look at more detail or the forecast or the fact that temperature will not take into consideration humidity or any of the other factors. That's when we should take that next step and look at the CCI, both out of the Nebraska Mesonet and the High Plains Regional Climate Center.
So just to clarify for folks that are listening, the CCI Mesonet has a current number present, or I guess published. You can see that on their website. And then the High Plains Regional Climate Center is the one that provides the forecast. Is that correct?
That is correct, Aaron.
As we think about the Cattle Comfort Index and what it provides, you're going to talk about this in a future article as well, but really it's then what do we do with the data? How do we apply and use the information? Give some perspective, I guess, on that as you think about the value this has for thinking here primarily of feed yards, but this can have some application to folks that might have cattle in confinement that are not fed cattle, or I should say cattle headed to harvest, but maybe dry lotting cows or things like that.
Certainly. So I think, obviously for some of this heat stress as well as for cold stress, planning and preparing it really should be happening well ahead of these events. And many of our folks do, but conditions may be more extreme than expected, or we have that spot in the yard or wherever that might be that conditions are not as good. So our follow-up article on CCI has some references a little bit back to, when do I need to begin worrying about CCI and what are my trade-offs? If I have this much wind, do I need to worry back because the temperature is climbing? A little bit back to that picnic example where I live in this world, and of course I look at weather apps and all that type of thing. So as I'm conducting my own personal business, are cattle under my care going to be experiencing stress, full knowing that their heat stress will actually come much sooner than my own heat stress. So if I begin to see warning flags for the person, perhaps I should be well worried about the cattle. And I think that's the sort of the message from understanding CCI and accessing CCI, but also from what we will be talking about in a future podcast. Ruth, I'm sure you have something to add on this.
I would just echo what your everything you've said, and the beauty of the CCI is, and especially through High Plains Regional Climate Center, is that early warning system. So if we're looking out a week in advance, we have the ability then to make some adjustments, whether that's if we have the space, perhaps even either making sure that we've got mounds, or in some instances that might mean moving to pens where there is better air circulation and certainly water access. And if appropriate, making some adjustments to feeding and water access, but shade and provision of it. If we've got a little bit of time, whether that's rolling out shade cloth that we might already have on structures, making sure that it's there, or in some instances, perhaps moving and resituating some of the shade structures that are a little bit more mobile. But thinking about that, and perhaps it might be moving. We tend to stack hay and resources sometimes near pens to create windbreak, which is great in winter, and making sure that we, those things are not reducing airflow in summer. Those are all critical considerations.
Anything else on this article you'd like to highlight or focus on today as we point towards wrapping up?
Aaron, as I was reviewing some of the other stations available through the High Plains Regional Climate Center, I took the opportunity to look at the potential for accessing cattle comfort indices for some of the other states. And I want to bring this up since this podcast goes beyond Nebraska. and stations that are reporting into the mesonets for the respective states will have a forecast for CCI under the High Plains Regional Climate Center, and that will be Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Wyoming, and of course Nebraska as well. So what we're talking about for accident CCI, at least from the High Plains Regional Climate Center forecast, people living and working and managing cattle in those states have the advantage of accessing this information.
I really appreciate your time today. I appreciate you putting this article together. I think this Cattle Comfort Index is an excellent tool as we think about cattle care and really setting them up, caring for them in a way that, as we've sometimes talked about, the only negative day we want them to have is the last day. And so, if we can do anything from a management standpoint to provide what they need to not only enhance performance, but get them all the way to harvest, that has tremendous value. So, I think the work that Terry Mader did obviously was foundational, but appreciate the efforts of that both you have put into getting this back in a format that folks can easily access and see and then begin to utilize for their own operations. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, for more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find it at beef.unl.edu. Links to both the Cattle Comfort Index put out by the MesoNet as well as put out through the High Plains Regional Climate Center can be found in the article, and that's at beef.unl.edu.